Yevamos Perkei Mishnah Dalid 5-4. Now the Mishnah is continuing to do what it was doing before, and in fact it's actually picking up directly on the last sentence of the previous Mishnah, which had said, Achas Yevama Achas Liyavam Echad, Va'achas Te Yevamos Liyavam Echad. The same principles are going to apply that we had said before, whether you have one Yevama or two Yevamos, one or two widows, that are available for Yivam or Chalitza to a given surviving brother. So now our Mishnah here in Mishnah Dalet as well as Mishnah Hei is going to play out all the possible scenarios around that. So just so he keeps track of the structure here, we have these two Doraisa acts of Yivam and Chalitza, and we have these additional two rabbinic acts of Maimer and Get, which we're recognizing as being significant. So you have a total of four moves, if you will. And the Mishnah now in Mishnah Dalet will basically have case, I'll call it case one and case two. Case one is that you do Maimer to the first woman. Case two will be you do Get to the first woman. Then the next Mishnah will have case three and four. You do Chalitza and Be'ila to the first woman. But there'll be like, in each of the cases, there'll be a 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. In other words, we'll say, for the first woman, you did Maimer. And then we'll play out all four possibilities. You did Maimer to the first, and then you did to the second, either Maimer, or Get, or Baal, or Chalatz. And then we'll do 2A, B, C, and D, meaning again, it'll be, you did Get to the first woman, and then you did, after Get, either A gave another Get, or B were Boel, or C gave Maimer, or C gave a Chalitza, and so on. That's the structure of this Mishnah, as well as essentially the next Mishnah. Okay, so the way to make sense of the Mishnah in a straightforward way, this is not difficult, but I think it's not simple enough to follow if you're just, you know, jogging and listen to the recording or something. Just sit down, maybe with a pen and paper, and just make a note and just play these things through. Like within the previous Mishnahs, you basically have to do a two-time analysis. First, analyze the consequence of what's happening on a Doraisa level, and then you have to do the rabbinic overlay, and that will give you the answer to what has to be done to resolve each of these scenarios. So now, basically, you're set up for all the cases, all these, I'll call them 16 cases, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, each have an A, B, C, D, is going to be that you have these two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven had two wives. That's different than the previous case, so we'll call them Rachel and Leah. And then Reuven dies without any children. So Rachel and Leah both are awaiting Yibum or Chalitza from the surviving brother Shimon. So all the cases of our mission will be that Shimon first does something to Rachel, then something else to Leah, and they have to figure out how do we clean up this mess. So the Mishnah says, so again, it'll be case 1, A, B, C, D will be first, the first step will be, and all four of these will be Maimer. So, Ketzad, how does this play out, like we said in the end of the previous Mishnah, that the scenario we're describing here? So, Asa Maimer Bazu, if step 1, he gives the Maimer to Rachel, well, Maimer Bazu, and he gives also a Maimer to Leah. What does giving a Maimer mean? It means he gives a ring or something to each one of them, one if the other, saying, you'll be, I'll call it engaged to me, and we'll consummate the marriage subsequently. But once he gives Maimer to the first woman, that locks out the second one, because we're talking the Maimer is like, I don't know, half a marriage, like Kedushin. So that means the second woman is locked out, and there's no way to ever do Yibum with her. And then when he goes and does Maimer with the second woman, that's going to rabbinically lock out the first one from Yibum as well. So therefore, Yibum's going to be off the table. So on a Doraisa level, these giving of the Maimer to the two women has no consequences whatsoever. Maimer is a rabbinic made-up thing. So on a Doraisa level, the Zika exists, and we need Chalitza or Yibum. Those are only two options. Rabbinically, we're saying Yibum's off the table. You can't be Miyabim the first, because you gave Maimer to the second. Can't be Miyabim the second, because you gave Maimer to the first. Therefore, your only possibility is Chalitza to resolve the Doraisa issue of the Zika. But in addition, since we're taking the Maimer seriously as like treating it, so to speak, kind of like a Kedushin, like a regular first stage of marriage, if you're a Mekadesh, a woman, the only way to dissolve that relationship is through a Get. A Get is needed both, FYI, Get is needed both to dissolve a stage one marriage, Kedushin Erisin, or a full-blown marriage that includes Nisuin and Chuppah, either or. So that being the case, you're gonna, the Mishnah will then say, if you gave Maimer, Asa Maimer Bazu, Maimer Bazu, so then Srichos, they need Shnei Gittin. You need to give two Gittin, a Get to Rachel to dissolve her Maimer relationship, rabbinically, another Get to Leah to dissolve her Maimer relationship, rabbinically, and still V'chalitza, he, Shimon, will have to still do chalitza with one of these two women to dissolve the Doraisa, to resolve, I should say, the Doraisa Zika that still exists, so that both Rachel and Leah can marry whomever they want and get on with their lives. So that was 1A. So now we have 1B. Again, first step, Mimer, Bazu. And then B is Veget Lazu. So he gives Mimer to Rachel, and then he gives a Get to Leah. Again, peculiar. Why do that? It doesn't matter right now. But he did. So again, on a Doraisa level, the Mimer is meaningless, the Get is meaningless. So therefore, it doesn't change anything, and therefore he still have a Zika, then he needs resolution, and that would be either Yibum or Chalitza. But once he gives Mimer to the first one, Rachel, so that's like he's like kind of locked in, that's who he's going to be marrying, which means that now Leah is out, so there's no Yibum with Leah. Once he gives a Get to Leah, so that's like, we consider it's like, as we said before, in previous Mishnahs, it's almost as if he like married and divorced her. We'll take that seriously enough to kick in the Lo Yivneh prohibition of no second chances in marrying these women. And if he, that being the case, since he gave the Get to Leah, he no longer can marry Rachel. That takes Yibum off the table, which means that on a Doraisa level, nothing's been resolved. On a rabbinic level, we're saying Yibum's off the table for both women. And therefore, the only option is Chalitza. But Chalitza won't be sufficient because there's still this, the Mimer, which is like the marriage that's happened to the first woman, Rachel. Therefore, she'll need a Get, rabbinically need a Get, to dissolve that relationship. So that means, as the Mishnah says, Tzricha Get, first you give a Get to Rachel to undo the Mimer. And then V'Chalitza, you have to do Chalitza. In truth, either woman will be fine. You could do Chalitza with Rachel or Leah, but one needs a Chalitza to resolve the Doraisa issue of the Zika, and then they both can go free. Case 1C is Mimer. He does Mimer to Rachel, Bazu, Uva Lazu, and then he sleeps with Leah, the other one. Again, a strange thing to do, but that's what he did. So now let's just analyze again. Midoraisa, what's happening? The Mimer is meaningless, so that does nothing. But the Be'ila, by sleeping with Leah on a Doraisa level, that's good old-fashioned Yibum. And now they're married, and that's a Doraisa marriage. They are married Midoraisa, that's Yibum act, and if it were just a Doraisa world, they could live happily ever after. But it's not just the Doraisa world. The rabbis have their say. They have the rabbinic overlay. And they said, once you do Mimer with the first, that's significant. The second one is locked out. Now he went and slept with her. And therefore, even though Midoraisa, that would work for Yibum, Midorabanan, they call that a Be'ila Psula, an invalid sleeping together. And that being the case, they will like disallow and unrecognize, if you will, that marriage. So there's no Yibum that happened. Even Midoraisa, there is a Yibum, Midorabanan, it hasn't happened, though. They're disallowing it. They're not recognizing it. And that being the case, Midoraisa no Chalitza is required anymore because Yibum's kicked in. And that should be really the end of it. But Midorabanan, there's no possibility of Yibum anymore. We don't recognize the Yibum that, the Doraisa Yibum that happened between Rachel, between Leah and Shimon. And therefore, both of these women are going to need a Get, for starters. Rachel need a Get Midorabanan to resolve her Mimer. Leah will need a Get Midoraisa because she's actually Taka married Midoraisa to Shimon through the act of Yibum. But we're not letting it happen, so we're breaking them up. So two Gitin are required. But after that's done, still, since the rabbis are calling that Be'ila a Be'ila Psula, an invalid sleeping together, so that being the case, the Zika is still persisting in the eyes of the rabbis, so to speak. We haven't resolved it. The Mimer didn't resolve the Zika, and the sleeping with Leah after that didn't work because the rabbis are calling it Psula. So therefore, you have to do another Chalitza with either Rachel or Leah to resolve the Zika, at least on a rabbinic level. That's what the Mishnah says here. Tzrichos shnei gitin v'chalitza. You need to give a Get to both of these women, Rachel for the Durabanan Mimer, Leah for the Oraisa Be'ila, and then again the Chalitza, since we're not calling, we count that Be'ila as nothing. Finally, you have case 1D, which is Mimer to Rachel, Bazu, V'chalatz Lazu. Then he gives Chalitza to Leah. So now, let's just think that through for a second. Midoraisa, the Mimer did nothing. The Chalitza resolved the Zika. So everyone can go home. Nothing's left on the table to resolve. But Midorabanan, since we're taking that initial Mimer seriously, as if it's like a half marriage, a betrothal, so then that means that even though the Chalitza was effective in resolving the Yibum situation, the Zika, Still, the first woman requires a get. Rachel requires a get to resolve the maimer. That's all rabbinic in nature. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Harishona tzricha get. The first woman who got that maimer, Rachel in her case, needs a get. Okay, so that was case 1, A, B, C, and D. Now we'll go to cases 2, A, B, C, and D. And that's the end of our Mishnah here when we get to the end of that. So case 2 of the 4 is that you first give a get. Shimon first gives a get to Rachel. And then after that, into A, he gives another get to Leah. To B, he is Boel Leah. To C, he gives Maimar to Leah. And to D, he does Chalitza to Leah. So let's go through one at a time. Mishnah says, get Lazu. Now he gives a get first to the Shomeres Yavam Rachel, the widow who's waiting for Ibn or Chalitza. So get's like the wrong move. Get's crazy. But anyways, Chazal, I recognize the get as being significant. Significant enough, again, I'll remind you from yesterday's or previous Mishnah that we're talking about that it A, makes him as if he married and divorced her so he can never marry her relatives, and B, it makes it like he's like half chalutz, half severed at the relationship with Chalitza, Ke'ilu, meaning that the Isser of Lo Yivna, of now going and marrying her, or the other any other widows, kicks in, at least rabbinically, he can't marry them anymore at all. That being the case, so we analyze like first the Doraisa and the Rabban like the previous. So get Lazu, v'get Lazu, he gives a get first to Rachel and then to Leah. So giving the get and to each of them on a derived level, meaningless, no impact. Zika still exists and needs now a chalitza or ibum, but the rabbanon were saying once you give a get to one, it locks out everybody because of lo yivne. He's chosen, like so to speak, not to get married, and therefore yibum's off the table. You're left with chalitza, and therefore he'll need to do a chalitza still with one of them, either Rachel, it doesn't matter which, and that'll be it. And that's what the Mishnah says. Tzrichos heimenu chalitza. These women. One of them needs a chalitza, doesn't matter which one, and that will solve both of them. The second case, 2b, get lazu, he gives a get to Rachel, uva lazu, and then he sleeps with Leah. So on a derais level, again, it's meaningless, the bi'ila would be the yibum, and they should be married and live happily ever after. But rabbinically, we're saying the yibum is a bi'ila psula. We're not letting that happen, because since he gave a get to the first woman, the second woman is locked out. We're in lo yivne territory, midurabanan. And that being the case, Doraisa, they're married, Durabanan, they're not, and more than that, they haven't resolved the Zeke in the first place, and therefore, Tzricha get, first he'll need to give a get to Leah, that's a get midoraisa to dissolve their marriage, because they're actually really married. You know, she's an Ashes ish, full blown. If someone sleeps there now, it would be catastrophic, right? Adultery. But then, on top, so he forced the get to divorce them, because rabbis won't let them get married. But then, v'chalitza, we still need a chalitza rabbinically, even though the raisa yibum was done, rabbis are like discounting it, and therefore another chalitza is required. That chalitza could go either to Rachel or to Leah. Case number 2c, get lazu, again, he gives the get to the first woman, Rachel, umamar bazu, and he gives mimer, the ring, to Leah, the second one. So again, the midoraisa, neither get nor mimer has any significance whatsoever, and therefore we're just still at square one, requiring yibum or chalitza. But midurabanan, we're saying once you give a get, you're in lo yivne territory, no more yibums happening, only chalitzas. So a chalitza is still required, of course, but more than that, since he gave mimer to the first woman, since he gave mimer to the second woman, Leah, the only way to undo the mimer, which is like a quasi-betrothal, is to give a get. So he had to first give a get to the second woman who got the mimer, and then still after that, give a chalitza to one of these two women to free them from their zika midoraisa. And that's what the Mishnah says. Tzricha get, the second woman Leah needs a get to undo her mimer, rabbinically. The chalitza, and then still we need a chalitza to be done. That's a doraisa requirement to get rid of the zika, and again, yivim off the table because of lo yivne, because of the get. Finally, case 2d, get lazu, he gives a get to Rachel, v'chalat lazu, and then he does chalitza with the second woman, Leah. So, on a deraisa level, the get does nothing, but the chalitza resolves everything, and that's, have a nice day. Midurabanan, and the get puts lo yivna in place, and he'll never be able to marry the first woman, Rachel's relatives, but doesn't yet restrict yibum from happening, and since yibum didn't happen, but chalitza did happen, everything is totally resolved on a deraisa and derabanan level, and that's what the Mishnah says. Ein acher chalitza klum. There's nothing more that needs to be done after chalitza. And the truth is, the words actually mean that nothing can be done, because they're going like Rabbi Akiva, as I explained in the previous Mishnah. I don't want to muddy the waters a second time. It's confusing. Let's keep it simple for right now. We don't need that. And we'll simply say that once the chalitza is done, as we said in the previous Mishnah, then nothing can happen, and nothing needs to happen.